This is Pointing You Home on WMAL.
Welcome back to the Eric Stewart Show. This is our Seniors Solutions segment of the show. Second half of our show is always going to be this period of time where we try to draw attention to those issues that many of us face when we have too much stuff. We're just, you know, kind of finished with raising the kids, or maybe we've been in our home for a long time without kids and we're starting to think about really downsizing. And I got a call this past week from a dear old friend that I had been in a band with back in the early 1980s. I'm a singer and I play some guitar, and this guy was a bass player and electric guitarist, and a really nice guy. And his mom had gone through a divorce back at around that period of time when we were in a band together, and she still lives in the house that she's been in for all that time. And it's a townhouse, three levels. In the basement, there's a laundry, and then the bedroom's on the top floor. And mom is now 83 years of age. And as it turns out, my friend was just raising the question out of concern for his mom. He's in a state that's out on the western part of the Americas here, and he has been living there by himself in a place, and he's tried to talk to his mom about possibly moving out there. He's trying to figure out how to maybe potentially make a move. And so here is the question. This is framing the question that I think many of us will have, and that is, how do we talk to our parents about needing to make a move, and when do you do that, and how do you cross that bridge with mom and dad? And so what started as a, I'm not quite sure what to do with this, is I asked him questions. We dug into affordability primarily because mom's got a place with about $300,000, maybe a little bit more in equity, that she could then purchase an apartment or a condo here, maybe at Leisure World, or possibly move into a retirement community such as maybe Asbury up in Gaithersburg, or she could just rent an apartment someplace. And in terms of her ability to rent or buy or move into a long-term retirement community, it's predicated upon not just the cash that you have up front, but also the stability of income over a long period of time. And so a lot of times when if you're not saving well into your 70s, you won't have the necessary means of supporting yourself for the monthly cost of living in a continuing care retirement community, and it could be difficult. If you have a pension from a good job, or you've done a good job of saving for the long term, then maybe you have the income to provide for a $4,000 to $6,000 monthly payment on top of an entry fee to go to a community such as Asbury. And there's a great benefit to considering a community such as Asbury because they give you independent and assisted and full-term care if you need it once you've moved in. And you pay to live there, and they qualify you on the front end. And if you run out of money, guess what? You stay. They're a nonprofit organization. It's a wonderful place to look into if you've never checked it out. It's called Asbury Methodist Village up in Gaithersburg. But it became clear in the conversation that this was not going to be an option. And it also became clear that the idea of buying a condo where maybe you could go to Leisure World, and there are two Leisure Worlds here. One is in Silver Spring and one is in Loudoun County. And these are not continuing care retirement communities. They just happen to be what we call 55-plus communities. You have to be 55 years of age. This is allowed under fair housing law to have a community that's dedicated to those who are over 55. And I have just recently qualified, but I'm not moving at this point. But it's interesting to think that I'm at that age. When I started in the business 33 years ago at 23 years of age, that I could actually move into the community that I started selling in originally in 1988. That was the first time I sold in the Leisure World. Boy, anyway, so is that a potential? You know, for $160,000, you can buy a nice place in Leisure World and then have about $1,000 monthly fee after that to pay for all the benefits of living there, the services of the exterior, and all the events and different things that you can be a part of. So it's pretty attractive, but it doesn't give you that continuum of care. And with the son being out west and mom being here by herself, that also didn't strike a chord with me that was probably the best way to go. And instead, it made more sense to me that mom identify an apartment, move to an apartment where maybe she's paying a couple a grand a month to live there, but with $300,000 plus, she could afford to live in an apartment for the next 15 years just on the equity out of her house, and she would be in good shape to continue and get off of one, off of three floors rather than get to one floor. Now, why has this become more front and center is that mom has fallen a few times, and she broke her C5 vertebrae in her back and was able to go to the hospital. She got the son got a call from the EMT while he's taking her. Hey, I just want to let you know I'm taking your mom to the hospital. He flies out and comes here. She gets better. You know, the C5 just takes time to heal. And because it was a fracture, it was just going to heal in its place. Well, these are the questions then that come up. It's like, Eric, what do I do? And I draw him out based upon what her income is, what her assets are, and it becomes clear that rental is going to be the right choice. But you still have to get mom to cross the bridge from looking at, I don't want to move. I love my house. I know it's three levels. I'll be okay. I can climb the stairs. I'll hold the railing. I'm not going to fall again. I'll be careful. I'm going to try to do more exercises. You know, and now it's, you know, three or four times that she's fallen. And, you know, fortunately, there's been carpet where she's fallen. And if she were to fall a flight, you know, then, you know, that could be the end. So how do I have that conversation with mom? I said, well, look, I you know, it's really up to you whether you would like for me to reach out to your mom. I actually spoke to her more recently in the last few months, just to say hi, just to catch up. And it was really wonderful. I'd be happy to give her a call and just have tea with her. In fact, why don't I go give her a call and see if she'd like to have a cup of coffee and we could just chat about the situation. He said, you know, that's a great idea. I'm going to reach out to my mom and I'm going to introduce the idea of the conversation that we've had. And I'll just get a sense of where she is, whether she's shut down to the idea or she's open to just at least having a conversation. And then why don't we go from there? And that's what I would encourage you. If you are in the position, if you're the son or daughter or spouse of somebody who needs to have a heart-to-heart with an excellent real estate group that can understand the seniors' solutions and how to provide what I was just describing to you, not just where to go and what the options are, but also who to bring in to helping you take care of the move and the downsizing and all those things, then I would encourage you to reach out to our group, the Eric Stewart Group at Long & Foster. You can do that if you're interested in maybe just having that cup of tea or wanting me to, or one of my team to meet with mom or dad or with you over a cup of tea or coffee, call us now. Our toll-free number, and the best way to reach us, is 1-800-900-9104. Again, 800-900-9104, or go to ericstewartgroup.com. That is our website and the best way to reach us. Okay, we are going to give you one more promotion here, and that is for our Market Ready Guide and Right-Sizing Guides, free publications that you can download at ericstewartgroup.com, or if you want a hard copy to hold in your hands and you prefer that, we'll send it out to you absolutely free. Just send us a request at ericstewartgroup.com or call 1-800-900-9104 and we'll mail that out to you today. Well, you know, it's that special time of day. That's Stuart Rosenthal. Good morning, Stuart. How are you today?
Doing well, Eric, under the circumstances. How about yourself?
Understood. Yes, doing well. Thanks. But by the way, folks, Stuart Rosenthal is with the Beacon newspaper. It's a free publication at many pharmacies and grocery stores around the Beltway. You'll find the Beacon newspapers or online at thebeaconnewspapers.com. What do you have this month?
A very interesting story. I learned a lot from it myself about what to do with your car if you're not driving very much for these past few months, as many of us have just been sitting at home so much. I didn't realize this, but you know that it's not so good for your battery to die. But what I didn't also realize is that if you don't move your car, your tires can develop flat spots. And believe it or not, your gasoline can go bad, especially gasoline that's mixed with ethanol. It has a shelf life. So what they advise to do, and the article makes it pretty clear, is to drive for at least 20 minutes, preferably on a highway, so you can get the car warm and all the fluids mixing and you can get the battery recharged. And then, of course, if you're doing that, you're going to park it probably back in the driveway, not in the same space where it was before, so that's good for the tires. You might want to get a stabilizer to go into the fuel. Anyway, there are lots of good points in this article. I recommend it. It's in the money section of the June Beacon.
Thank you very much, Stuart. Have a wonderful day.
You too. Thanks, Eric.
Well, that's a wrap for another episode of The Eric Stewart Show. I'm Eric Stewart, and I'll see you next week.
The Eric Stewart Show, pointing you home on WMAL.
Are you over 50 or love someone who is? I'm Stuart Rosenthal, publisher of the Beacon Newspapers, and our paper's meant for you. Our free monthly is packed with well-written topical information, the latest health research, diet and fitness advice, stock market updates, financial planning tips, elder law topics, housing options, plus technology, travel, and arts features, all geared to the needs and interests of people over 50 and their families. The Beacon can be picked up at no charge from more than 1,500 locations throughout the D.C. metro area. Libraries, recreation centers, CVS and Rite Aid pharmacies, churches and synagogues, doctor's offices, and other places where older adults live and shop. And visit our newly updated website, thebeaconnewspapers.com, for even more stories than fit in our printed publication. And to use our new Silver Pages, a searchable database of regional housing, home care, financial planning, and legal services. For more information about The Beacon, including how to advertise your business or event, either in print or online, call 301-949-9766. That's 301-949-9766. Or send us a message at thebeaconnewspapers.com.